We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. But here's my problem. I am programmed when everyone
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports. Now, here's your host, Matt Kolsky. Come on!
Hello, and it's not a good morning. Oh, God. Football season is over!
Our pets' heads are falling off!
I don't even know what to do after yesterday.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
It was about as bad a day for Bay Area football as we could have had. It just was a big garbage day. And now this is where we are. It's panic time. It's disaster time. It's Warriors Media Day, everybody. Congratulations, your world champion Golden State Warriors back in town. Get excited for basketball to make you and me feel better. Hold on, let's see if we can... Can we hear this? That's the sound of the basketball I'm holding in my hand while I do today's show. And thank God, because it's all we've got. If you're a Bay Area sports fan, well, that's not true.
Cornucopia of color combinations.
A's are going to clinch a playoff spot probably today. Fingers crossed. Mustache Mangdon on the mound. It's alliterative. You're welcome. It's an exciting time to be an A's fan.
The Warriors did a great job.
It's Warriors Media Day. Papa and Bonte today live from the facility. Live from the facility. But we got to... We got to deal with this. We got to deal with this football situation.
Mass hysteria!
It's bad. It's really bad. And I was telling Nice Guy Steven before the show, I did my normal Sunday thing. I watched both games twice. I took a copious notes. I print out notes because I like to hold things in my hand. 5 pages of typed notes, single-spaced, on the Niners and Raiders games. And pretty much all of that is useless to me now. Because all of my Niner thoughts are thoughts about a team that has a chance because it has a quarterback. And I don't think you have a quarterback anymore. Now, obviously, all the guys said the right things after the game. Shanahan... I love C.J. Beathard, Staley, C.J. Beathard's ready, George Kittle, he's my quarterback, no tears, because Kittle played with, never mind. The point is, they're all saying the right things, but I don't think anybody believes C.J. Beathard can approximate Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't think anyone has any faith in that. Try this. I cut this sound this morning because I'm not sure if you'll be able to tell on the radio what I felt like I could tell from watching Joe Staley, but I think you can hear how his tone and I'll call it the breathiness of his commentary is sort of belying the actual words that he's saying. Listen to what Joe Staley says about Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer. Jimmy, I don't know what it is officially yet, but, if he's out, CJ played a lot of games for us last year. We have a lot of confidence he's going to be able to go in. He knows the offense. You know, and it's just one of those things. You got to step up. You know, we have no two ways about it. So we'll see what it is. And CJ's rolling out there. We're ready to go. And I think CJ's up to the task. He's putting in a lot of work. And, you know, we got to move forward.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
I mean, just the beginning.
Yeah, it's going to be a bummer. You know, Jimmy, I don't know, you know, what it is officially.
Right there. Yeah, it's a... that's the feeling. Because if your $100 million quarterback is out for the year, your playoff hopes, if you even had any to begin with, go right out with him. And for those of you who thought the Niners were a 7-win team with Jimmy Garoppolo, I can't imagine what you think without him. Not to mention, you also lost Richard Sherman. And I meant to check this. Steven, if you could check for me, his alleged calf and heel problem that he's having right now, is that the same leg where he had the Achilles surgery? Because isn't calf and heel just your Achilles? And if he's in a walking boot with a calf heel issue on the same leg he had an Achilles problem on less than a year ago, if I recall correctly, that's not good. That's not good at all. And if you want Richard Sherman to be available for more of the future of the contract you just gave him, sit down, Rich. No offense. I believe in your ability to bounce back from injury. Yeah, I think he's looked pretty good. Yeah, technically that was pass interference when he saved that touchdown to Tyreek Hill, but didn't call it. Clean play. And I think generally, although he's not as fast as he was as a younger player, he's not quite as dominant as he could be as a younger player, I think he has been the bright spot of the cornerback position to this point, because Akello Witherspoon's been bad. Jimmy Ward continues to be bad and get hurt. Exum makes some plays, but I don't know if he's a starting safety in the NFL. Tart, injured. Solid when he's there, but injured a lot. Colbert injured yesterday, I believe. I don't know that it was serious, but nevertheless, it's a really bad situation. Yes, Steven.
It was Richard Sherman's left calf and heel, which unfortunately is the same Achilles that he tore.
Here's the thing. What is the Niners' biggest issue? That's a tough question to answer, actually. And usually when that's a tough question to answer, at least... Now, sometimes it's tough because, well, they've got everything. What more could a team need? Certainly that's not the case with the Niners. In the case of the Niners, the question, what do they need most, is difficult because of how many things they need. They need a pass rusher who can do it from the outside. DeForest Buckner's doing work. And, you know, missed tackle in the backfield notwithstanding, Arik Armstead is even showing up a little bit. Solomon Thomas is a walking missed tackle. And they just don't have anybody right now. Cassius Marsh, come on. Julian Taylor's on the practice squad. They got they have nobody who can rush the passer. Clearly they need that. Akella Witherspoon's performance to this point makes me think they probably need at least one more corner. They have some safety depth. They did draft another guy this year. I'm less worried about that position. But certainly on defense, you need a pass rusher and a corner. On offense, running back seems pretty solid for the future, assuming McKinnon is back to health next year and Breida stays healthy. And Morris is a nice stopgap for now. But you need help at guard. You need help at wide receiver. Clearly. So that's four things right off the bat where you desperately need a corner, a pass rusher, a guard, and some wide receivers. That's a lot. Now the Niners have some cap space, but basically what I'm getting at here is when you're short on talent and you need to add, you need as much operating capital as possible. They've got some cap space. Now you need the best possible draft pick. The best possible draft pick. How do you get that? By losing. So my question now is, show me how to tank with this team. What does tanking look like for the 2018 San Francisco 49ers? Because that's what you got to do. Every additional win you get the rest, assuming Jimmy Garoppolo is out, I don't believe any of us see the Niners as even a potential playoff team without Garoppolo. And if you're not even a potential playoff team, the worst thing the Niners can do with this season, the rest of the way, is win 6 to 8 games. The worst possible thing. Now, I don't think that's particularly likely. But when Nice Guy Steven and I looked at the schedule before we started our show today, we decided there are, what, three games in the remainder of the schedule. 13 games remaining. 3 games are pretty clear, definite losses. Even with C.J. Beathard. Next week at the Chargers, going to be awful tough. And then you got 2 games against the Rams, which, let's not kid ourselves. But the rest of this schedule? You get the Cardinals twice. They couldn't beat a Bears team that was trying to beat themselves all day yesterday. You get the Packers, who lost to Washington yesterday. You get the Raiders, who are 0-3 and can't break 20. You get the Giants, who, yes, did beat the Texans yesterday, but that's a pretty stinky mess. Who knows what the Buccaneers are going to look like by the time you get them in Week 12. Now, obviously, if they're still playing the way they have through 2 weeks, that's a different story. Seahawks look pretty bad. Bears look pretty bad. Broncos look highly mediocre. Raiders on a Thursday? Why not? I'm not saying they're going to win all these games. By no means am I saying that. I don't think they're going to be favored much. But I also think they're playing a lot of mediocre competition the rest of the way. That's why I thought they had a chance to bounce back with Garoppolo and maybe even an outside chance to make a run at a playoff spot. But that works against you now that you're looking for losses. Because if I'm trying to find guaranteed losses for this team where I think the defense is likely to improve, and even if it's C.J. Beathard at quarterback, Kyle Shanahan's still scheming guys wide open a lot of the time. Again, I don't think the Niners are headed to the playoffs. I think they're definitely not. And I think that's why all of a sudden a weak schedule that was a sign of possibility as recently as 24 hours ago is now a potential issue. Because if I'm the Niners, if I'm a Niners fan, and not the players, not Kyle Shanahan, but if I'm John Lynch and Jed York,
winning with class.
If I'm those guys, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking 1-15 is the goal. Because if you get the number one draft pick, you either get the best defensive player from college football, or you trade down and get even more assets. You need assets right now. You need talent. That means you got to tank. So is there a way to do that? Niner fans, are you on board with my tank plan? Can we trade Joe Staley? Maybe somebody wants Pierre Garçon? Richard Sherman, go to IR. Get healthy for next year. 888-957-9570. Does tanking sound about right to you for the 49ers? Text line 95795. Your calls, your text next. It's a bad day in the Bay if you're a football fan. But it's a good day if you like the Warriors. Media Day coming up. We're going to, I guess, perform funeral rites on football and then get you ready for basketball. Matt Kolsky with you on the pregame show.
Jerry Rice is the greatest of all time, and you can only hear him right here.
Jerry Rice in a foot race, and Rice is going to get in for the touchdown. Big play by the big receiver.
Don't miss Jerry Rice on Joe Lo and Dibs every Monday at 8 on the Bay Area's football station, 95.7. the game. Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
It's a sad state of affairs, folks. Baseball season's not over. Warriors media day yet to even begin.
The Warriors did a great job.
You're right, Tim, and thank goodness. But we haven't even started media day festivities yet, and already, football seasons are over in the Bay Area. It's all over now, folks. It's what we call a musical tie-in. So I'm asking you, it's tanking time, right? Now, the Raiders are in a tougher spot as far as that goes, because Gruden's not going to buy into that. And frankly, they still got their starting quarterback and allegedly number one wide receiver, who, boy, oh boy, if we have time to get to him today, Amari Cooper is killing Derek Carr. But the Niners, as a 209 texter says, I'm with you for tanking. Starting quarterback, running back, and cornerback out for year. I don't think we know that about Sherman, but still. Lack of talent everywhere. We need players, top pick game changer, trade assets, play youngsters, and regroup for next year. Now, I want to hear from Niner fans. 888-957-9570. How are you feeling today? Because I think you might fall into one of two categories. 95795, the text line. But on top of my business here. Pregame show presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Their product experts, my product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. Coffee and building tips at the Building Bar. GoldenStateLumber.com. But Niner fans, I would imagine, broadly fall into two categories. Well, I'll give you a third.
I'll give you yet another topic.
Franklin, the third group is nuts. Just to preface it, I'm sure there's a group of Niner fans saying, next man up, let's keep this thing rolling. And you know what, man? Good for you. If you can live your life like that, congratulations. It sounds happy. I don't think it's going to work out. But if you can stay positive in this type of situation as a football fan, God bless. Congratulations to you. It sounds like you're a happier person than me. But that's good. I would imagine reasonable Niner fans fall into basically two categories. There's the category that believed this year's Niner team was headed for something. That believed, just get into the playoffs, get hot late, young defensive players maturing and improving, offense starting to gel, and maybe we could make some real playoff noise. At the very least, get Jimmy into the playoffs, get some playoff experience. Let Reuben Foster run around in the postseason, get a feel for it. And if you're that kind of Niner fan, I imagine you're crushed. Because I imagine you no longer think that's possible. And I get that. I get that. And if that is your position, it is. It's heartbreaking. It's brutal. Just when it seemed like maybe they were starting to gel a little bit offensively, which of course is the key to anything this season. And I know they were down a bunch. I know that Kansas City defense isn't great. But nevertheless, Garoppolo looked pretty good for much of that game. They made plays. They did. They missed a couple. That throw to Garcon in particular is a bad one. But Garoppolo made plays. The team made plays. The run game in particular was very good. And just when they started to hit a stride, just when it looked like they were headed on a touchdown drive to potentially get within one score of a Chiefs team that had been beating them by 20, then all of a sudden he's done for the season. And that is crushing. But if you're one of those people who didn't think that this team was going to the playoffs, or going to make any real noise or compete in any real fashion, then maybe today's not so bad. Because like I said, we can all see it. This team is short on talent across the board. There's four positions right off the top. Cornerback, pass rusher, offensive guard, wide receiver. Four positions right off the bat that you know you desperately need help in. And that's being nice to the depth elsewhere, because the reality is you may look at Reuben Foster and Fred Warner and say, we've got a heck of a linebacker tandem moving forward, but that's not enough depth to be a really good NFL team. And behind them, you've got Malcolm Smith, who's hurt all the time. And what? A guy whose name I can barely pronounce that we had never heard of before training camp, Mark Nzioka. And no shade to him, but the fact is, the case with this whole Niners roster is you're thin. Even at the positions where you feel like you have some players, you got one or two, and if they go down, you got nothing. Evidenced by the fact that Jimmy Ward keeps ending up in ball games. So, if you're the kind of Niner fan who looked at this season as a 7-win season, 8-win season, maybe you're not so upset right now. Because maybe you thought next year was the year where you actually start to really compete anyway. And the best way to add talent is to stink. The best way to add talent to your football team is to draft it. And especially if you're talking number one overall pick, we'll see if there's a clear number one who emerges. We'll see if that pick has any trade value. But just for the sake of argument, you end up with the number one pick, you either are getting the best college defender to help your defense, you're getting the best college wide receiver to help your quarterback out, or maybe you get the best of both worlds because somebody wants to trade up for a quarterback and you get a couple of first round picks out of that. The point is, the Niners are in the asset building game right now. And in a way, I'm not saying it's good that Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. It's especially not good given that I'm not sure we saw enough to still feel confident in that huge contract. There were some good things and some bad things early. I don't think you're loving it if you're a Niner fan. You would have liked to see more from Jimmy, particularly in that Lions game. But nevertheless, he's your guy. He's the guy you've paid. If this is an ACL and he is out for the year, he'll be back next year. And if next year was really the year, if that was really the target year, then maybe losing him this year and losing some extra games, maybe this is actually good for the franchise. Not saying I'm a fan of injuries. I'm just saying maybe in the long run, this works out. Let's go to John in San Francisco, 49ers season ticket holder. How are you feeling today, John?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. How you doing?
Yo.
Man, you know, I see where you're coming from, but you play to win the game. The evidence last year, you know, five straight games we won, and we all got sold on this Jimmy G hype. But, you know, coming from a season ticket fan and a longtime Niner fan, you've seen it starting to develop. That's why I think all of us Niner fans are angry and disappointed, because you see it starting to come together. But when you start the season with McKinnon out for the year, everyone had high hopes on him, you know.
Yep.
Quick running back out the backfield, catching dump passes, helped Jimmy G out. And the way Kyle Shanahan, his offensive plays, you know, you got schemes of players wide open. And
yeah, and what about what we've seen from Breida? He's a huge, probably the only bright spot right now is Matt Breida looks excellent.
You know, Matt Breida does look excellent. And Morris runs hard. He's a horse. He runs hard. And, you know, Kittle, he's getting it. So, and in the, on your side, yes. Tanking, but, you know, typical fans don't want to see us lose, man. We're not Raiders. We don't lose.
Shots fired. All right, John. Thank you for the call. I get it. Unnecessary shots fired at the Raiders.
commitment to excellence.
I don't know if you know this, but...
the finest organization in professional sports.
So maybe don't take shots. But Niner fans, to be fair, should be pretty used to losing at this point. I know the tradition. I know the history, but it's been a minute. And if you toss out those couple of Harbaugh seasons, it's been more than a minute. So isn't a couple extra losses this year worth the draft capital it gets you? 650 texter, more hopeful. Jimmy G is still the right guy for us over the long run, but I strongly believe that CJ Beathard will surprise people in how well he'll pick up the slack. However, he does need a slot receiver to help him out and gain a rhythm and momentum. Well, he's got Trent Taylor. He's probably made some throws to him in practice. Maybe that's the right question. Are there still hopeful Niner fans? I figured we were performing funeral rites today, but if you're hopeful, convince me. Talk me off the ledge, as it were. Can CJ Beathard get it done? Or should I switch to Warriors because this is all just water under the bridge now?
The Warriors did a great job.
Warriors Media Day later. Papa and Bonte live from the facility. Get some. Noon to 3. Warrior talk. In the meantime, if you think the Niners still have hope, I'm all ears. Convince me. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. I'm Matt Kolsky. I thought the season was over, but maybe I'm wrong. On 95.7 The Game.
Sometimes our hosts can say some really dumb stuff.
We have that information for you next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Here's your chance to call them out. Call the Beef Line, 415-403-8588, and leave us your angriest voicemail.
Joe Lowe and Dibs, stop calling the Damian Thomason LT. He is not LT. The original LT is Lawrence Taylor.
Then listen to Joe Lowe and Dibs Monday and Friday mornings at 7:30. The Beef Line, presented by Harris Ranch. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Matt Kolsky.
We are back. Matt Kolsky, pregame show on 95.7 The Game. With about 6 minutes of game time left yesterday, I had a lot of great notes for a hopeful broadcast. I was going to do a show about moral victories for the Niners. Things to be happy about. Yes, Reuben Foster made the hit that nearly knocked him out of the game, but he also made some plays. Yes, Eric Armstead missed a brutal tackle for loss opportunity, but he also was in the backfield. Yeah, DeForest Buckner, a little quiet, but he wreaks havoc on the interior. Yeah, offense took a while, but it did eventually get going. And then, of course, Jimmy G knocked right on out, and then...
Our pets' heads are falling off!
At that point, I figured today was a show about the end of the football season, and...
The Warriors did a great job.
Warrior Media Day! Don't forget, Papa and Bonte live from Rakuten Performance Center. In downtown Oakland, Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Sean Livingston, Jacob Evans, Kevin Durant. Those are the guests I've been told I can promise you. Is that correct? These are the guests I can promise. Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Sean Livingston, Jacob Evans, Kevin Durant. It says maybe more.
Noted. Great. We'll see y'all soon.
I can't promise more. But I can promise you that incredible list I just gave you. Papa and Bonte, noon to 3, live from Warriors Media Day.
Claytheism, the movement that has taken the NBA by storm.
I don't know. I don't know. Claytheists, I'm with you. I emotionally support you. I don't know if Clay will speak to Papa and Bonte today, but if I was him, I would. But instead, we're talking about maybe hope for the Niners, maybe? Well, let's go to Mitch in New Jersey, who apparently feels like it's going to be okay. What's up, Mitch?
How you doing, Matt? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, this defensive line with the 49ers, with three lottery picks, they got to pick it up.
Agreed.
But I'm okay with CJ. I mean, of course, not as good as Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo. But 49ers look a little better than my Raiders.
Yeah.
That's pretty awful. If they lose to Baker, you're going to have a long show next Monday.
Well, I'll just ask you, Mitch, if I made you pick right now, you taking the Browns or the Raiders? Did we lose them?
I think I'd take the Raiders.
You do? Okay.
I think I'd take the Raiders.
All right.
They're home.
They are at home.
But I wouldn't be surprised. And Baker's going to come out firing. You got to relate that. He's no Johnny Manziel, we'll say for that.
That's exactly the right point. He's not Johnny Manziel. He's a talented young quarterback, and this Raider team can't get pressure. So I don't know why you wouldn't expect Baker Mayfield to look every bit as good next week against the Raiders as he did on a Thursday night against the Jets, who actually have a decent defense. Baker Mayfield looks like a future star to me. So, yeah, the Raiders are in trouble, man. You can't break 20 points in this league. You're not going very far, especially if you're supposed to be an offensive team. The thing about the Raiders is I don't know what to say about them, because the Niners, at least, I feel like, all right, well, let's talk about tanking. Let's talk about what happens when the quarterback goes out. That's not happening with the Raiders. Gruden's not doing that. Their whole team is old veterans, so there's no way to move to the young guys. Who are the young guys? The Niners, at least, I feel like there is an avenue to tanking. Let's go to Jay in San Jose for some more Niner thoughts. What's up, Jay?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem. What's going on?
Honestly, I feel like the Niners season was over before it even got started.
Because of Jerick McKinnon, or because you just don't like the team?
No, I'm a diehard Niners fan.
Okay.
Through and through. But losing McKinnon before the season got started, then the first three games, I was like, you know what, let's see what Garoppolo's really about. You know, last five games, or if you think back, they didn't really win too convincingly.
That's so true. They were all close games.
It was nice that they were winning, but the way they won, were barely making it through. So these first few games, I was like, all right, let's give this guy a shot, see what he's about. Overpaid, and I know I'm going to sound like an idiot just because he got hurt, now I'm saying he's overpaid. But honestly, you're giving up all this crazy amount of money, and now McKinnon is out, a whole bunch of money spent there. Garoppolo, we don't know what's going to happen with him. Good chance we're going to lose him for the year.
Well, okay, Jay, let me stop you, because a lot of what you're saying makes sense, but here's the thing. That contract, and I think people need to realize this, especially those of you who didn't think this was going to be a competitive year anyway. You're getting a lot of that big cash out of the way this year. You front-loaded the heck out of the contract. McKinnon as well. And you had extra salary cap space. The reason they signed Jimmy to this deal, in my mind, rather than franchise tag him and try to sign him this year, is it's a risk assessment. This way, there's the risk that he's not as good as he looked. And if we're honest, first three games this year did not look as good as he looked last year. The question of whether he's worth that contract is not that same question, though. So, no, he did not look as good this year as he did last year. But if he had, under the franchise tag, looked like that quarterback, you're paying him that much more at the end of this season if you want to keep him, and you're spending that money, and even if you did front load the contract, you're paying him a ton in a year you hope and expect to compete. By taking the risk that he might not be what they thought and paying him early, the Niners create a situation where if Garoppolo becomes one of the top, I don't know, eight quarterbacks in the league, he will very likely be underpaid in the later years of this deal. And that's one of the ways you win. by setting up your quarterback's big deal to be actually under market by the time you think you have the best team around him and you have a little extra money to spend on other things. The pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for Golden Mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with our product experts. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com for dates and more information. That's GoldenStateLumber.com. 559 Texter. I'm fine if the 49ers decide to tank. Just don't tank more than my Cardinals. Well, that is the problem, isn't it? 1-15 might be the second pick if the Cardinals are really as bad as they look. 1-15 would include losses to the Cardinals, though, so never mind. I don't know. I don't know how viable tanking is in the NFL, but you got to try to, I think. 510 Texter says, Niners don't need to tank. They're going to lose trying their hardest. In a way, I hope you're right. If Garoppolo's really out, I hope you're right. If football season has to be over now, that's okay. Warriors Media Day is today.
The Warriors did a great job.
Noon to 3, Papa and Bonte live from Warriors Media Day. Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Sean Livingston, Jacob Evans, Kevin Durant. Maybe more, who knows?
Noted. Great. We'll see y'all soon.
I thought football season was over today. Some people tried to talk me out of it. I'm sticking with it. The Raiders have dug themselves too deep of a hole. And the Niners are losing their $100 million quarterback for the season, it appears. It's a bad situation. A bad situation.
Our pets' heads are falling off!
Let's go to Omar in the city. What's up, Omar?
Hey, what's up, man? You know what? Message to the entire Raider Nation, and I'm from the Raider Nation. Raider season's over. That's it. Because realize something statistically. For them to make a wild card spot, they literally have to win every single game from here on out. I mean, 0-3 and that Alviso Raiders, you know, Oakland Raiders. But, yeah, anyways, they're no good, right? That offense can't get it together. The defense just lets everything fly. And really, your question earlier to that other guy, would you take the Browns or the Raiders right now? Seriously, I would probably take the Browns just on points. I mean, if they would have beat Miami, I would have thought different, but look what happened with Miami, and that's Ryan Tannehill at quarterback.
Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield is better than Ryan Tannehill, and frankly, I think the Browns' defense is better than the Miami defense. So yeah, I think the Raiders are in real, real trouble next week. Real trouble. And yeah, no, I'm 510 Texter. I said it earlier. You got Warriors Media Day, you got A's in the playoffs. A Texter reminded me, Shark season set to begin. Erik Karlsson, get excited, everybody. Anybody? Okay, well, you got Warriors, you got A's. It's great. A's playoffs, Warriors beginning another championship season, looking for the three-peat. Come on.
Just keep that same energy. I'll catch you in traffic.
It's going to be great. Live from Warriors Media Day today. There is another question about this Jimmy G thing, and I don't want to be callous because it looks like the guy's got a season-ending injury. Speaking of which, all respect to those of you who want to attribute this Garoppolo injury somehow to karma, but I'm not going to take calls or texts about how a fan of the Niners saying something stupid caused Jimmy Garoppolo to tear up his knee, because I don't like the sound of that. It makes me uncomfortable. But I do think, given the way that play broke down, it's fair to ask this question. Do you like what Garoppolo did on the play leading up to his injury? Do you want your quarterback to be the sort of guy who lowers his shoulder for the extra yard, or the guy who steps out of bound a yard early to make sure he stays healthy? Well, Kansas City pass rusher Justin Houston has some thoughts on that.
No, I saw it, but I think that was his fault. I pray he's not hurt, nothing serious, but as a quarterback, you should step out of bounds. It's only an inch. That inch wouldn't have made a difference. You got the yards you need, you step out of bounds. You got to be smart and think about your team.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the key. Because look at Andrew Luck's career. What career is kind of the answer? And it's not because he's not very talented. Andrew Luck is a super capable guy. But he's been hurt almost his whole career. And certainly a huge part of that is the fact that he can't stay on the field. And I would argue a huge part of the fact that he can't stay on the field is that he just wants contact a little too much. Remember, we heard Andrew Luck talk when he first got into the league about, oh, yeah, I like to get that first hit out of the way to start to feel like I'm into the game. But I don't think that's very prudent. Even if you are Andrew Luck and a physical behemoth, which Garoppolo is not, I can't say that is worthwhile toughness. It's toughness, and I like toughness, but I need my quarterback to be smarter than that. I do. And especially when, frankly, Jimmy Garoppolo's judgment has proven to be more concerning than expected on the field throughout the course of the season. Not just that play. His actual decision-making from a passing perspective. And now, I'm not actually sure, in fact, I doubt, that the toughness and decision-making that leads you to take a hit on the sideline is the same decision-making processes that lead to bad passing decisions. But at the same time, I can't totally ignore judgment issues broadly considered, and not getting out of bounds there is a judgment issue. Now, I know that the way he hurt his knee was not the hit per se. But I do think the non-contact knee injury was a result of trying to position himself to brace for that hit. And if he either just slides, or more effectively, when you're trying to catch up with not too much time remaining, jumps out of bounds a couple yards ahead, I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, does it not? It seems easy. And I know the hit didn't hurt him, but I certainly would say that anticipation of the hit led him to turn his body in a way that created a non-contact knee injury. And then your season's over.
Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria.
It's a disaster. And it's like that thing where we talk about basketball superstars having to know when to take over. And maybe people criticize LeBron, right? Because maybe it's better for LeBron to take a bad shot than make a good pass. And in a way, this is kind of an opposite version of that, but discretion is sometimes the better part of valor, as they say. And Jimmy Garoppolo has been a little bit injury prone to the extent that we've seen him. So you got to be smart. You got to protect yourself. And it doesn't mean you go 40-year-old Peyton Manning curl up in a ball before the defensive lineman even gets there for a sack. But it does mean that when you're running towards a sideline collision, you avoid it. You avoid it. What is the upside in that play? I would argue none. You're talking about a 1 yard, 2 yard difference on what's about to be fourth down. So is it fourth and goal from the 7, fourth and goal from the 9? That doesn't change your prospects much. doesn't affect whether you're going to kick a field goal or not, doesn't affect the difficulty of that play if you do go for it. It's just, I understand it. I understand it. I like the characteristics that lead him to that. I like the toughness of it, but I need my quarterback to be smarter. And, you know, you could say the same thing about one of the big plays in the Raider game. Because I thought Derek Carr was pretty brilliant for the most part. I really did. Amari Cooper lets him down with such alarming consistency. There were 2 third-down conversions dropped by Amari Cooper yesterday, and that does not count the play where he completely quit and Derek Carr threw an interception. That could have been a touchdown. At the very least, Amari Cooper could have broken it up, but he stopped running entirely, and Carr had the decency afterwards to say, well, you can't blame him. He never saw me throw it, so he didn't know it was coming. That's not how it works. You keep running till the play's over, especially if you're 2 yards behind the defense. So I thought Carr was let down, but then big drive, chance to take the lead back after giving it up for the first time, and you throw an interception in the end zone. Now look, interceptions happen. It was a really good defensive play. It was a one-on-one matchup with Martavis Bryant. Understandable why you would want to go to that. Martavis Bryant beats a lot of one-on-one matchups. The problem is, it was a completely covered one-on-one matchup, and it was first down. And again, sometimes discretion is the better part of valor. And even if you like the matchup, you don't make a risky throw on first down and goal when you desperately need to score to save yourself from going 0-3. If it's fourth down, make a risky throw. If it's first down, be smart. And it's a similar type of decision for Garoppolo deciding, I need that extra yard. No, you don't. It's like Derek Carr saying, I need that touchdown. Yeah, but not right this second. Not if it's not there. Let's knock out this one last call. Ivan in Santa Cruz. What's up, Ivan?
What's up, Kolsky? Big fan of that opening hour. Just got to voice a little bit of the frustration on the Raider, on behalf of the Raider Nation. As high as we were when Chucky first came back into the fold, it's pretty much how low we're feeling these days, man. I became a Raider fan when they came back to Oakland from Los Angeles, and it just feels like we've had nothing but kick in the you-know-what ever since then, the latest one being Khalil Mack being traded. So it's just hard to gather any kind of inspiration or hope for this season. I'm supposed to go to the game this Sunday, and I'm trying to find something to look forward to.
Okay.
Help out of that department.
Well, I can help you with this. Baker Mayfield is one of the most exciting young players in the NFL. Miles Garrett, defensive lineman for the Browns, is one of the most exciting young players in the NFL. And look, if you get 95% of the Derek Carr performances you've seen the last 2 weeks, and he cleans up the other 5%, and Amari Cooper puts the ball on the ground less, you might win. So, you know, I understand, Ivan, and I understand Raider fans that feel that way. And frankly, I told you when they made the Khalil Mack trade, I think that's a clear sign they don't care about you. And I told you at that point, I didn't think the Raiders would have a winning season. But it's still a crappy schedule. They still play the Cardinals and a Niner team without a quarterback. A Steelers team that's looked terrible so far. There's still some wins out there. And you still have your franchise quarterback. You also have some talented young defenders. So, I don't know. In a way, although I like the future of the Niners franchise a lot better than the Raiders right now, I would say watchability the rest of the year, the Raiders probably have the edge if C.J. Beathard's the starting quarterback. I mean, I don't want to be too critical, but I know I'm not especially excited about watching C.J. Beathard. You know what I'm excited about?
The Warriors did a great job.
Oh, yeah. It is Warriors Media Day, people. Papa and Bonte live from the Rakuten Performance Center. Am I saying that right? I hope I am. They will have Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Sean Livingston, Jacob Evans, KD, maybe more.
Noted. Great. We'll see y'all soon.
That's noon to 3 right here on 95.7 The Game. Morning show. Joe Lo and Dibs continue the funeral procession for Bay Area football. Dr. David Chow at 7 a.m. I assume he will be joining to shed a little light on the injury situation. Do we have a timing expectation for the official announcement on Garoppolo's MRIs? Sometime today is what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday, so obviously keep it locked. As soon as that information is on the wire, we will have it relayed to you on the station. And, you know, you're going to get that news sometime in the morning. Sometime this morning, you're going to get the sad news that Jimmy Garoppolo is out for the season. And then you're going to get that taste wiped right out of your mouth by Papa and Bonte, live from Warriors Media Day. Did that sound creepy? They're not going to do anything creepy. They're just going to have great Warriors content.
The Warriors did a great job.
Exactly.
It's all good.
KD might even give you some words of encouragement about the football situation.
Stuff happens, man.
Stuff happens.
Stuff happens, man.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer that the football season's over before Warrior Media Day started. It's a bummer. But A's are going to the playoffs. Chance to clinch tonight. Daniel Mangdon on the hill. Warrior Media Day. Papa and Bonte live noon to 3. There's still plenty to be happy about in your sports world, Bay Area. It's all going to get covered throughout the day right here on 95.7 The Game. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.